I want us to sit back and think about this for just one second as the war in Iran continues to escalate. If we start to block off the Strait of Hormuz ourselves and enact a blockade, we are therefore legitimizing a new form of tolling, a new form of extortion on the global stage that Iran can continue to weaponize. I mean, put another way, the pot calling the kettle black situation here is this. U.S. restrictions on vessels in international waters is illegal and, quote, amounts to piracy, and Iran would decisively implement a permanent mechanism to control the Strait of Hormuz following U.S. threats to blockade it, an Iranian Armed Forces spokesperson said on Monday, because what kind of moral high ground would the U.S. then have to say, don't blockade the Strait of Hormuz? We would have none. In fact, we're creating an entirely new global structure in which countries can just arbitrarily point missiles off of their coast and end up gaining some sort of leverage. I mean, as my friend put it right here, why can't Malaysia demand cash for ships going through the Strait of Malacca? Why won't Turkey start demanding cash for ships going through Bosporus? Or Denmark for ships going through the Baltic Sea? Hell, why can't the United Kingdom put missiles in Gibraltar and demand all shipping enter the Mediterranean pay a toll? Trump is now plunging us into a world order where we're legitimizing this type of ruling where the only thing that matters is force and how much force you can rule with. This all comes off the back of news that the United States is considering launching more limited missiles over in Iran. We're now even repositioning our B-52 bombers in case we want to escalate the strikes again. Sources say that U.S. B-52 bombers are being repositioned in case the president authorizes a bombing campaign on Iran. This came around the same time that Netanyahu said, with a smile on his face, the Iran ceasefire could end very soon. That's usually the opposite of what an anti-war leader would say. It's because Netanyahu is not anti-war. Netanyahu is a warmonger who has been excited for this war for his entire adult life. And he's not saying the Iran ceasefire should start soon. No, he's saying he wants the ceasefire to end soon, which is a massive, massive difference. The U.S. Navy then this morning issued a warning to all boats around the Strait of Hormuz. Any coming out of Iranian ports in 2 hours are liable to interception, boarding, and capture. This is an act of war. So if a Chinese ship tries to pass the Strait of Hormuz, Trump is just going to intercept that. I'm trying to picture this in my head. 5 days ago, it was the IRGC who was sending messages to everybody in the region saying, if you pass this portway, we will intercept, board, and capture you. We will send drones. We will harm you. Do not go through. And everyone was like, holy shit. They're literally extorting the entire globe by taking control of this passageway. This is wild. We need to stop this. So Trump, after going, we're going to open it. We don't need it. We're not going to open it. We don't care. We do need it. Everyone else should open it. Then decides, wait a minute. Why don't we just become the people who are alerting everybody in the region that we will intercept, board, capture, and harm them if they try to pass the Strait of Hormuz? What in the absolute world are we thinking? This is all incredibly absurd. The wild part is, I said this exact scenario would play out on CNN a few weeks back. I want you to watch this clip. And also, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are 2,000 subscribers away from hitting 2 million subscribers, so you guys could help push us over the line. Check this out, and then we'll come back.
This is the most lopsided military conflict, arguably, in the history of mankind.
Okay.
It's not something to gloss over and say yada, 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 but.
A few things. First of all, we have to do a cost-benefit analysis on this and talk about what the timelines from here look like. So there's one timeline in which we go boots on the ground or try to actually go for their nuclear capacities or try to do regime change via boots on the ground. That is catastrophic due to the geography of Iran. It is just surrounded by mountains. They have a bunch of people in the IRGC who are very radicalized. There's also another path, another timeline, where we go for an off-ramp and we start to back up. In that timeline, we are left with a regime that is more radicalized. The 86-year-old, was he 86 years old? Khamenei's son is now 30 years his junior and is more radicalized. So we killed the radical supreme leader. We have now replaced him with a more radical person whose entire family has been killed and who is likely injured. And now we have a more radical populace. So those are the two timelines. I don't care if we have some short-term wins or some short-term, the cost-benefit analysis of this war does not make sense. We are losing troops, losing lives, losing money for two timelines that are going to make the world more dangerous.
I think also- Iran-
That was weeks ago, and it turned out to be absolutely true. So here's the breaking news this morning. The U.S. military has officially begun its blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. The details include, one, the U.S. says the blockade will be, quote, enforced impartially against vessels of all nations entering or departing Iranian ports and coastal areas. This is maniacal, impossible. This breaks international law, and this will inch us closer and closer to a war. If the United States actually enters or tries to intercept any vehicles from, let's say, China, from Russia, even from NATO countries, that is an act of war. We're threatening every country on the globe, and it's kind of giving off the energy of, you can't fire me, I quit. He's basically saying, you can't close the Strait of Hormuz if I close it first. Hey, now we have control over it. It's like, no, I'm not sure that's how it quite works. Number two, U.S. forces will not impede freedom of navigation for vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz to and from non-Iranian ports. Prior to this blockade, Iranian ports were largely operational, with Iran itself exporting over 2 million barrels of oil per day. A successful blockade of Iranian ports would cut off the majority of the already restricted oil exports from the region. U.S. gas prices are now expected over the next few weeks to rise above $4.25 a gallon, with what we call a delayed supply shock, meaning we've already seen prices rise in an anticipatory way. People are anticipating that we need to begin rationing, but the energy hasn't directly been cut off yet. We're still in energy rationing mode. People across the globe are rationing their energy as the final shipments transit over to their countries as the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. Here's Trump talking about this at Joint Base Andrews last night.
Droppers are gone. We have a lot of people, as you know, at 10 o'clock tomorrow, we have a blockade going into effect. That'll be 10 o'clock tomorrow. Other nations are working so that Iran will not be able to sell oil. And that will be very effective. But what we want to do is we want to, and again, we don't need it. What we notice and what we see and what I think is maybe my idea, maybe not. I don't know.
All right, first of all, this guy sounds really, really bad. Wow.
But there are many boats heading toward our country to fill up with oil and then go and take it. So they're not going to go through the Hormuz Strait. And ultimately, that'll be corrected. But in the meantime, they're using us. We have more oil.
This guy is such an old, demented cornball. He thinks he has control of every situation, then he's coming up with some 4D chess solution. Dude, you're just plunging the world into more chaos. I mean, he posted just now threatening to eliminate any Iranian vessels that approach U.S. forces as his Strait of Hormuz blockade begins after claiming Iranian's navy has been obliterated. So he says, one, Iran's navy is laying at the bottom of the sea, completely obliterated, 158 ships. What we have not hit are their small number of what they call fast attack ships, because we did not consider them much of a threat. Warning, if any of these ships come anywhere close to our blockade, they will be immediately eliminated using the same system of kill that we use against the drug dealers on boats at sea. It is quick and brutal. P.S. 98.2% of drugs come into the U.S. by ocean or sea have stopped. Number one, this 98.2% stat is thoroughly debunked. But back to the main point. Donald Trump is saying in one breath that the Navy has been obliterated, but then in the next breath that they still have the IRGC Navy, and then he threatens to continue to escalate war. I'm sorry, but I'm just sick of the United States being at war. I am sick of us spending all of this damn money. And even when Donald Trump did try to find an off-ramp and have J.D. Vance go negotiate, the off-ramp was awful for us. The off-ramp ceded so much regional control. Here's Pope Leo.
The message of the church, my message, the message of the gospel, blessed are the peacemakers. I do not look at my role as being a political politician. I don't want to get into a debate with him. I don't think that the message of the gospel is meant to be abused in the way that some people are doing. And I will continue to speak out loudly against war.
I mean, he even subtly implies, you know, they're abusing the message of the gospel in the Trump administration. It's not very subtle. He basically just says it. He also said later on that he's not afraid of Donald Trump.
I will not shy away from announcing the message of the gospel, of inviting all people to look for ways of building bridges for peace and reconciliation, of looking for ways to avoid war, anytime that's possible, to put my message on the same plane as what the president has attempted to do here, I think is not understanding what the message of the gospel is.
I mean, this is so true. He's basically saying that they're playing two different games. When Donald Trump is responding to the Pope, Trump is in a completely different field is what the Pope is trying to do. The Pope is way up here talking about high-level gospel messaging, things that have been consistent for hundreds of years. Trump is playing these weird political games down here. Trump is in the mud with the pigs. He is the main pig, while the Pope is basically overseeing the entire farm, the entire state, the entire country, the entire globe, and making sure that there is not unjust war happening. Trump is nothing but an insignificant pig rolling around in the mud, pulling us into new wars. We're going to continue to push back against all of this. Right when you think Donald Trump is looking for an off-ramp, and we may be, you know, on the other side of this, even though we were losing the war, we lost the war entirely, he pulls us right back in with the most insane escalatory actions by blockading the strait himself. It's like he wants to go back to war. We know that Netanyahu certainly does. He said the ceasefire could end very soon. I'm going to leave it there after looping back around. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Subscribe and peace out.